Fixing infrastructure in rural areas can be difficult. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Guanqing Qir, professor of rural sociology and demography at Penn State University, explores why.
Bridges have become increasingly critical for remote communities in Alaska, where road networks are limited or non-existent. Rural residents need to cross rivers or lakes to hunt and gather traditional foods, and access schools, healthcare facilities, and other essential services, typically available in nearby regional hubs. Travel by boat is common during warmer months, and frozen water serves as transportation corridors during the winter. Climate change is causing rivers and lakes to freeze later, thaw earlier, and form thinner ice. Unpredictable ice limits when and where people can travel and increases the risk of fatalities. Bridges can provide safer transportation options, but building and maintaining bridges in remote areas of Alaska comes with challenges. From an engineering perspective, bridges are particularly sensitive to seasonal freezing effect, which can quickly change their mechanical properties and structural integrity. From a social science perspective, significant cooperation and capital are required to secure financial resources for bridge construction. The recently passed Infrastructure Act will allocate Alaska $225 million to address 140 structurally deficient bridges. Given the high cost to build bridges in rural Alaska, this funding is a good start, but is hardly sufficient. Our team is working to propose solutions to guide successful bridge development for Alaska remote communities. This work will lay the foundation for a community-driven process and emphasize the need to further support infrastructure suited for changing climate.
That was Guanqing Qir of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.